2024, Jackson, you're the Jack Nicklaus Award winner. We saw you in here yesterday with the other awardees and meeting Mr. Nicklaus and receiving your award. What was that experience like for you?
It was awesome. Mr. Nicklaus gave us a lot of great information and advice. Being listed on that trophy with those names and being able to play in this tournament is just very nice, and I couldn't be happier.
So you were just telling me you had a chance to see the golf course yesterday. How many holes did you get in, and what did you notice about the course that sort of surprised you maybe?
I heard the rough was very thick, and I definitely got a taste of that yesterday. I played 13 holes, and we ran the maintenance crew right around 6 o'clock. So I walked a couple and then walked in and plan to go play 9 today and see a little more of the back 9 and get a little better taste of the golf course. And it's all really good. The greens and fairways are unbelievable, and it's definitely a good test.
You're coming off your freshman year at Auburn, having won a national championship with your team, which we witnessed last week. And now you've won all the major awards in college golf in your first year. What's left for you to do now?
I think my next goal is try to win nationals individually. I think that would kind of cap it off as a really good year. I gave it a good run this year, but came up a little short. Just try to keep progressing mentally and physically, and seeing progression in my game, and hopefully getting into a couple more tour events and trying to make some cuts.
Okay, we'll take some questions, and we'll start with Paul in the front. Thank you.
Jackson, have you had a chance to meet many of the pros this week, or talk to them and get any advice, or just pick certain guys' brains that you'd wanted to meet?
I've met a couple guys. We joined up with Ludwig yesterday, and he was really nice to me. We talked a little bit, but we just kind of played our six holes together and went our separate ways, but he was nothing but kind. And we saw a couple guys here and there. I introduced myself, but I haven't asked too many questions yet.
Just as someone who's seen Ludwig translate straight from college and play well, Nick jumping in, winning while still in college, what has that kind of done for you as you get into college, maybe increasing confidence that when you do come out here, you know, it's not just ceremonial, that, you know, you feel like you can compete with them?
Yeah, definitely. I think college guys can definitely compete if they're on their games. I think professionals are very good at being a lot more consistent than college players. And I played a little bit against Dunlap. I never really got to play against Ludwig in our college golf, but I know Dunlap, he's a great player and a great person. And I know I can compete with him, and hopefully I can compete with these guys this week.
Go to Jeff.
Jackson, just wondering, I'm sure you've grown up watching this tournament on TV. Is there anything that, now that you're on site and see it in person, has anything stood out? Has anything surprised you?
I would just say the tee shots are a little tighter in person than they look on TV. The bunkers and the rough definitely cut in a little more, and there's a lot more slope on the greens than the TV shows.
And then I'm sure you've had a milkshake. And take me through what flavor milkshake do you get?
I've had two. I had two yesterday. I had a cookies and cream and a Buckeye. They were both tied one. I think they're equally good, and they were unbelievable.
Get back to Paul.
At what point, you had strong results freshman year, when did you feel like you settled in to the college season?
Probably after the first couple events. I was still, settling in as a student, more or less. Golf kind of came with school to begin with, getting used to being away from home and all that stuff. I would say probably after the third or fourth event, I kind of really settled in. I had a couple good results right off the bat, but it was still about getting comfortable with my situation.
How did you learn about winning the award and getting this exemption? Could you kind of just take me through that moment when you realized you were going to be able to play this event?
We were walking back after we just won the national championship on the 17th green, we were walking back to the award ceremony, and Coach pulled me aside and told me I'm playing this week and I need to start getting everything in order. And it was kind of just hit me like a train, because all these emotions from the national championship, and then I'm playing this event, which is such a great event, and trying to figure out traveling and all that stuff with U.S. Open sectionals. It was an array of emotions, but all good things.
Reactions from teammates, what did they think?
They were just excited for me, which is obviously great, and they told me to drink a lot of milkshakes.
How many are any, it seems like some families here, kind of take me through who might show up to support you this week.
I'm not sure. I've had a couple people come out, I haven't seen in a while, reach out to me and stuff like that. Obviously, my parents are here, which I'm very thankful for, but I'm not sure who else will show up. We'll see.
Up the back to Matt.
Jackson, I think Auburn has kind of turned into a sneaky powerhouse for some folks this year. I'm just wondering about your choice to go there. What kind of factored into it, and why was it the right place for you?
They're definitely a powerhouse. I think we'll be good for the next couple of years. I think that was partially why I wanted to go there. I knew we had a lot of power and depth when I was joining the team, and I think that scares off some recruits sometimes, but I kind of threw myself into that, and those qualifiers are tough, and obviously Coach Kleinert and Coach Williams are great. I couldn't ask for better coaches, and Auburn University is just feels like home to me.
And I want to get your thoughts on LaCosta, obviously the first year back there for the championships. What did you think of the course?
I thought it was a really good test. The course was great. They did a really good job with the redo. I think it needed some time to grow in still. I think next year it'll be really, really good. The greens were still really firm. There's a couple bare spots, but other than that, it tested every part of your game. You couldn't really slack in any aspect and play well there. So I thought it was really good.
Jackson, if someone hadn't seen you play, how would you describe your own game? What are your strengths and maybe something that you perhaps need to work on a little bit that challenges you?
I would say I'm probably not visually impressive. Like I'm not killing the golf ball out there. I just kind of hit it out there. I try to hit it pretty straight. I'd say that's probably one of my strengths, is my accuracy off the tee. I don't hit it as far as some of these college guys do, but I definitely hit a lot of fairways. And then my putter is definitely my prized possession. I do make a lot of putts, and I think that helps me. That helps me score.
We'll go to Jeff again.
Jackson, you're playing with Brant Snedeker first 2 days. Just wondering if you've had a chance to meet him yet, if you've ever met him, and how much are you looking forward to playing with him?
I haven't met him yet. He's had a great career on the PGA Tour, and if I see him today, I'll go introduce myself and see how he's doing. And I'm excited to play with him. I think he's a great playing partner for the next 2 days.
And then also just had a question. How much are you telling yourself this week to stick to your routine, stick to your normal prep, and not obviously understanding that this is a huge opportunity, but not letting that take away from how you prep for things?
Yeah, I'm a big believer in routine. I think having the same routine going into every tournament is huge, and trying not to treat this like what it is, as this great opportunity, but going in with that mentality that I can go compete in this, and if I just stick to in my own mind space, that I can definitely go out there and put up a good number.
Jackson, did you play any other sports like growing up at high school, and what sort of, if you did or didn't, what sort of led you toward golf?
I played a lot of sports in middle school, and I kind of just stopped growing. I played football and basketball, and that definitely helped me become more athletic towards golf, but I was always the best at golf, and come eighth grade, I knew golf was the best road for me.
How did you get introduced to golf? How did you start?
My dad plays, and he put some clubs in my hand when I was really young, and I never let go.
All right. Anything further for Jackson? Well, one more from Paul. Thanks.
Just wondering, you know, you sweep the national awards as a freshman, win a national title, get to be here. I'm sure you imagined playing PGA Tour events and you know, achieving all that you've done. But any time during this freshman year, has it surprised you how quick some of it's come?
Definitely. It's kind of came at me like a train. There's been a lot of stuff thrown my way, and obviously getting this exemption into a tournament like this, I mean, it's an elevated event. The field's great. It has so much honor around the name, the memorial. I mean, it's a great event to start out on tour with, and I just couldn't be happier.
When you see Ludvig Åberg and what he's done in the last year, and he was a Nicholas Award winner previously, what sort of inspiration does that give you going forward?
Yeah, Ludvig's a great player. He's done so much for not only professional golf, for college golf, kind of opening the eyes for patrons and the PGA Tour of how good these collegiate guys are. And with PGA Tour UNA, I think that's just going to keep growing opportunities for guys like me and even younger, that there's going to be more opportunities coming through with that program because of guys like that. And he kind of inspires me. That shows that, you know, he's put his name on some of these awards that I've won, and that I can go do what he's doing and just compete like him.